Here comes the boogeyman. Loony man got ecstasy. Beanie man don't know how to clean a gun. That is why you always jam. Since I was 12, I think I'm Cam. Killer Cam. You looking like Mizzle Dog. I got about 1,000 grams.
Since I came about that sand, I've been trying to run this land. They just try to hold my people back. No, you don't understand, and you probably never will. Afro lovers got me going. Mindless hobbies run me still. Young Brown just keep on flowing. Sometimes I think I'm chosen. Shit aside, I keep it rolling. I look, these hands are golden. Too much pride, it got me frozen. I've been feeling open. Bailey think it's too much, but still he locks his coping. These liquid rules are his crutch. Pretty boy seen as such. They pack some earth in the Dutch. The simple man eats his lunch, but doesn't look inside. Poison enters the body, the left and right just collide. She calls me up saying, Bobby, you know I might just go slide. Bumping Frank in the ride, he sings me to other side. Body love to my near, her words to me like the sea. If she told me lose it all today, I'd still be here. I push her to the side to win, all alone my only fear. Summer nights with you, stars up on my line. I feel him calling soon. You know I gotta go, go, I gotta go, go, I gotta go. Summer nights with you, stars up on my line. I feel him calling soon. You know I gotta go, go, I gotta go, go.
Steal my heart, you might as well just take my soul. I only got a finite time, the devil calls it getting old. The feeling steady getting cold, life ain't what they said it was. The freedom always comes with a cost, ain't no letting up. Live life like cinema, then I'ma get my mom some brand new carpet. I be up on the avenue pushing a Buick, I'm speeding, I'm bending them corners. They be nice, I can't sleep, but I'm yawning. See the eighth and them signals be showing. It's for everyone that I've lost, just know that you live to the morning. You can catch me out in lowland. Got it from the mud, so there's four in my cup before the show, man. Niggas talk a lot, but you can tell that shit for show, man. I ain't even stressing, count the blessings on my own hand. Shadows from the past still lurk, but I won't fold, damn. Stories gon' be told, damn. I've been on the road, no place I'd rather go, and I won't stop spazzing till my mama on the coast. Matter of fact, double down, bring the whole fam to go, man.
Baby, I done peeped your ways. That's why summer nights I'm MIA. I don't got a thing to say, thing to say.
Summer nights with you, stars up on my lot. I feel them calling soon. You know I gotta go, go, I gotta go, go.
Hey guys, welcome back to an all new episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind.
Okay.
So when you hear that in the background, that's what we call it.
It's gonna be the ghost in the background.
Are you?
I'm a ghost, ghost,
ghost, ghost, ghost, ghost.
Well, you gotta participate in the lessons from Leash thing.
Oh, definitely.
At least go, ooh,
what is this?
Ooh.
I'm just hearing like a random commentary and shit.
Haunted.
Words.
Wait, in the background.
Word.
You're gonna be like,
do the ad-libs. Do the ad-libs.
Yeah, that's facts.
That's the first one?
Yeah.
I want an R&B ghost.
Yo, can we get R&B ghost?
Arm ghost.
I want to go like ooh, but they're like,
you said there's alkaline water. I never had alkaline water.
I know, I'm staring at
it like it might be something interesting.
A&R, your project.
Like what A&R, is
your project?
Explain. Wait. Let me do the introduction A&R first, and then I'll ask.
Yes, you'll be like Big Body Best.
I'm not Big Body Best.
Exactly.
I really thought he was Puerto Rican.
Can I be Tony Sunshine instead?
All right, guys, let's do the introduction.
All right, go ahead.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. To another dope ass episode. Lou posted up another dope ass episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only place on the internet that gives you those three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait.
It's one woman in this whole room.
I know. Wait.
see, with counting me, I'm a bad bitch. So there's two bitches in this room.
I'm a badass bitch, so I don't know.
Yeah, and a Uzi.
The shoulder roll. I did a face mask before I came here.
Bro. All right, I see the glow. I see the glow.
Hey yo, I lost my joint.
Weed, chicks, and vibes. I'm the only one here though, so it's always sad. But when you come on here, you get hella weed, sometimes chicks, and some dope ass vibes, you know? So we're going around in a circle because we got some new heads in the building. I'll let you pour your water.
That's
some ASMR.
That's how the fish
will
you pour it.
Today, we will be.
Yeah. My mouth's a little dry, too. Are you about to be the bartender?
I guess so.
Yeah, yo, pull up.
Broke up with my girl.
Wait. Let's do the introduction. You go first since it's your party.
What's up? My name is Point Blank. I'm a producer from Dover, New Jersey. Part of the collective known as Lowland. We got a couple members here. To my left, it's Ghost.
A.K.A. Mr. Trapper. A.K.A. Rusty Phantom. A.K.A. I don't know how...
Part-time Dominican?
Yeah, that guy.
What happened to part-time Dominican?
Back to my right is Ebon.
Yo, rapper, producer, all around, just very sexy man. A.K.A. Pac Sparrow. A.K.A. A.K.A. Drip Bayless.
Okay.
Get at me.
To his right is Spanky.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's the boy Spanky. You already know, rolling up in that danky, flicking the pics. I can't say the second part now because I'm wholesome.
Flicking the pics, fucking my bitch.
Yo, facts. Jay's ugly.
In front of me is Jay. I don't know if you can turn the mic all the way.
It's Jay, a.k.a. Craig Efron, a.k.a. Slim Pun, all the above, a.k.a. let me get $400 on this gift card real quick.
Who else wanted one?
I did.
I got you next.
A.k.a. Habibi, I got you. Just give me credit till Thursday.
Habibi. But yeah, most of Lowland ain't here right now. We're missing a couple members like Dewan and Trey.
That's okay. It.
But yeah. It's like I said, a couple members. He literally. A couple is two.
That was the proper term. Why?
Don't defend him.
His verbiage is on point.
I really lost my joint. I left it all the way out there, and I want
to
go get it.
Yeah, you got to close the door. No,
joint,
no,
man. All right, weird. Rolling joints,
I don't know, man. All you're going to hear.
Thank you so much.
It's 1972. It's the summer of love.
I'm staying on so many. Yes. I'm staying on so many fucking patients.
Spanky has a point, okay? And he wanted to let you guys know before he left the building.
Facts. But what's up? What are we talking about today?
Thirst.
Let's talk about people who still wear shutter glasses, because that's disrespectful to them, to me, to
what
society.
Are those?
You know the Kanye West glasses. Venetian glasses that he wore back in 2008? They should have stayed in 2008. Motherfuckers still
wearing
them.
The shutter shades?
How did you know?
I
know,
hold you.
Those
were culture when they first came out.
I'm already high. The joint's right there.
But now?
Really?
Yeah, it's right there.
Some things you got to leave in the past.
Oh, I forgot.
Exactly. You see a motherfucker wearing that on the street, you know he don't care for your life, his life, or anybody else.
Oh. You mean it's like the Echo Unlimited shorts you've seen in the World Star Fight videos?
Echo Unlimited.
It's like a white dude with his crazy. Like puts the toddler away, like yo, hold my shit.
The white dude with the kid though. It gotta be the white dude with the kid.
Yeah, no, in fact, like with the Walmart fit, the wild Walmart fit. Like the yo, my boy.
Wait. Osiris. What's those glasses that they always got? The gray, real thick ones that look like they.
Oakleys.
They be looking like a Guitar Hero created character.
Like
and shit out.
Yo, said he was gonna be a ghost in the background. Hasn't shut the fuck up.
This is like
spicy, motherfuckers. They talking, motherfucker.
This is like the purest water I've ever drank.
I know. I tasted it and I wanted to put it down.
This is alkaline water, guys.
What is alkaline? Have some of that alkaline water.
Can I get a sign?
Could I gentrify that water real quick?
Can I gentrify that water?
Fuck him up. Yeah. So, can I gentrify this?
It's alright. The sun gonna fuck me up when I go outside. Fuck around. Shit. The odds against me, baby.
Every day I fight. All my life, I had to fight.
Apply sunscreen with an SPF of at least 40.
Yo, y'all getting a first-hand experience of why Ebon's my favorite white person.
I mean,
of all time,
I can see
bro.
Why.
I'm Puerto Rican. His real name is Sebastian.
Nah, he really lives this shit, though, you feel me? Some people are just funny, but this like, man, yo, Ebon really lives this shit.
He's with it.
He literally has all five flavors of adobo.
I shit you out. I fucking Infinity Ring.
I gotta have that because
I'm about to sell all five flavors of a dope.
Yo, he has all five caps. The red cap, the blue cap, the yellow cap.
I got all of them.
Thanos don't got shit on this guy.
I'm about to put that shit in a glove, snap my fingers, Donald Trump turn into sand.
And it's not a joke.
And all my uncles.
Hey, yo,
bro, yeah, he did ask got a mango, a brick of agua panela. Just
oh, I got a mango in my trunk. I forgot to bring it. I was going to bring it with me.
Damn. Oh,
I would have ate the fuck.
A whole mango?
He said I would have ate the fuck.
I was going to peel it with my teeth.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Facts. For real.
Nah, a guy in these dude told me that shit.
For real, like.
I was like, what you doing? He's like, yo, chill, my family does this.
You know they speak,
chill, my family
you know they speak English in Guyana?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's a guy in these chick from my English is whack. Yeah, let's talk about how English is whack.
Why is English
fucking whack, man?
Homophones and shit for no reason.
Nah, it's just that's whack, man. Because it's not...
He done threw some facts in there real quick.
It's not like a visual language. There's
it's
a lot really of languages
not.
Where
it's not phonetic.
Things mean things that are more like poetic. Like in English, dog is just dog.
Oh, like, I feel you.
In Chinese, dog would be like big squirrel or some shit. Like the literal translation, you know what I mean?
Like, how like English names are just names.
Like remember the
other
old like
names mean
Tumblr
shit?
Memes of bitches who was like, yo, in French, I miss you is literally translated to you are missing from me. Like shit like that. Like, English is just I miss you. I want to fuck. That's it.
Yeah.
It's like, I want your fuck in my life. You know what I mean? Like, it's different.
I feel what you're saying.
Exactly.
I feel what you're saying.
I need to throw a fuck in you.
Yo. Jordan.
Boy, that's
Jordan.
Awesome.
You know I can't ball, man.
Man, that was Drake at the Connecticut.
Tory Lanez.
Yo. Connecticut.
Bro, if they asked me to ball somewhere, I'd be like, yeah.
Bro, I've never seen Blank do anything athletic in his life.
Facts.
I need to put a basketball in your head.
Like, Blank, you want to go to a celebrity game? I'm like,
that'd be great.
I don't
that'd
know
be the
that.
Funniest shit ever.
Blank save all the athleticism for blowing people.
For that one game. For that one game.
Bro, he wouldn't even put up shots when we were just fucking around in the park.
I was like, nah, I'm good.
It was literally just us. There was no one else there. He would not take one shot.
I bet Blank is wild good at basketball. He's like the dude from above the rim that like, he had a tragic accident. He hasn't played since. They keep like, yo, Blank, come back, man. We need you. Not since that day.
Never since that. Never
since I can imagine shit. Blank now with the security jacket on.
I want to see Blank go one-on-one with Trey.
Yo, Trey will get washed.
Trey will dunk on you.
It's Trey here.
Nah. Trey.
Is that why you said Trey will get washed?
I'm just gonna say it to his face.
Trey will literally dunk on you. That's not an exaggeration.
Trey's nice.
Nah, he's crazy, yo. He's just born with so many different abilities. Like, I thought I knew all the shit that he was able to do, but one time he was at my crib and he's like, hey, man, you feel like this drawing all right? I don't know. He gives me, like, this fucking Titanic-ass detailed, like, pencil sketch with wild shading and shit. I'm like, bro.
I saw it.
He come together like Voltron.
Yo, exactly.
Yo,
like, this shit is crazy.
Bro, he's nice at bowling, too.
Bro, he's not.
Bro,
bowling is a weird-ass skill to
bro,
begin with.
I was gonna say that. Apparently, he's been whipping the bowl and shit. It's like, he gets the curve and all that.
So,
like,
Trey is our director, filmmaker, video
creator.
Yeah.
Just the guy.
And he's, like, good at everything for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's nice as fuck at videos. Like, it's not, like, no...
No, exactly.
Not saying... Yeah, facts. Like, he's nice, like... He got full ride to Montclair and shit off the film. But so like they're saying, we find out he like plays basketball good as fuck, he's dunking and shit. We're like, all right. Next thing you know, he does like a full realistic drawing of Sade, like cheekbones and everything. Like, and I'm like, bro. And then one day, keep in mind, I don't think I've ever hung out with Trey one on one before.
Mm-hmm.
And then he texts me like, bro, you wanna go bowling? And I'm like, I was like, what? I was like, ain't nobody has to go bowling unless they're good as fuck at it.
Exactly.
Unless like, they're good or it's GTA 4.
So I was like, all right, let's do it, knowing I'm going to get washed. And then as soon as we start playing, he gets like three strikes in a row.
Washed.
And I'm like, bro, what did I sign myself in?
But
he had form and everything, you know what I'm saying? Like professional form.
How do you have form and bowling?
His shoulders were looking a little too relaxed. His shoes were shiny.
Nah, you knew you was fucked because when you got there, he had the shoes with him already.
Ready?
Oh, yeah.
He had his own shoes.
It was customized. Like, it was
hands. He had his own ball. Man. That shit was engraved with his name on it. Yeah.
Oh, nah, that's what you fucked up. I just said that. I'm like, oh, yeah, you bull, for real.
This is Trey on the ball. Like,
he had bowlers Nike dunks.
Oh, shit.
I told Trey if I ever hear him hit a note, I'm going to shoot him right then and there.
Yeah, because Dane's just too good.
Man. Yeah. None of our women are safe if Trevor can sing. It's raps.
What you mean, our women?
Yeah. My girl ain't safe if Trevor can sing.
Ours and Trevor's. Yeah.
Can I steal that paper? Yeah,
uh-huh. Okay. No one is safe.
Safe.
Hell no. It don't help that DeJuan started singing too. I'm gonna have to kill DeJuan, bro. If he wakes up 6'5", it's raps.
I seen him with the R&B pose on the cover, like, let it burn.
DeJuan
said
that every day.
Situation. Yeah, I'm over.
Will arise.
In our live. Wait, that's copyright.
Okay, quiet.
Yeah.
No.
That's why I can't go on Spotify. They don't let me because I play other people's songs.
That's fucked up. Not even if we sing the Kidz Bop version.
Y'all thought Spotify was for the people, man.
Yo, man.
What people? What people?
Man.
You gotta pay. They hit you with mad ads and shit. What type of for the people
is
that?
The crazy thing is, we got... Hip-hop has too much control for us not to have influence on what the fuck we want to do and what the fuck we want to say.
That's true.
Platform, like.
Hip-hop literally runs music right now.
Hello. Yeah, number one. We got more leverage than we act like we have.
That's facts.
Because they be throwing the money in our face dangling and shit.
We got the product, like.
Yeah, we still have, like, the culture. Like, that is their commodity. If it was not for the people that create the culture, they wouldn't have the commodity to hold in their face like that.
I don't even know what commodity.
But it's about enough people choosing
that. That shit's unofficial, though.
Take that back.
Ebon fact of the day.
What's it again?
Don't make me start with the wild history.
Yeah, Ebon was going to come with some crazy facts.
Everybody else don't talk about the
motherfucking work, dude.
My work, a rare commodity of trade.
Exactly.
I love seeing Blake high.
I mean,
yo, it's facts. Pretty
rare. I love that one friend you're like,
bro, because this dude don't smoke.
Yes, he's always you're great, having bro. Fun, friend.
Finally,
yes, yeah, high, on. Bro. I love it. I love it, man.
When I first started smoking weed, it was like I was like,
I like Jay High too. Jay High's funny.
It was like my freshman year, bro. And then one time, I used to hallucinate when I first started. I would see shit, and then I was in the car. My mom was driving me past the Dunkin' Donuts. I hallucinated Kendrick Lamar with the iced coffee and a Ghostbusters crew next with the cornrows from like the cover of Damn, like cornrows.
Yeah.
I just hallucinated Kendrick Lamar walking out of there. And it wasn't like there was a dude to kind of look. No
I'm
one
mad
was
he said Kendrick Lamar with the ice
coffee. That's why I looked up. Like,
I don't think Kendrick Lamar's ever drank ice
large.
Coffee.
It was like, that's how I knew it was a hallucination.
But it was a large. It was a large.
To be honest, bro,
put a tip in on
it. It was a large.
If I ever see Kendrick Lamar drinking an ice coffee,
listen.
I'm never going to believe it's him.
If Kendrick Lamar was about to buy an ice coffee, his thoughts would be like, now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick.
Bruh.
Yo,
ice coffee.
He's a whole.
Trick.
Yo,
this guy's something else, man.
Yeah, he bought some character, bro. I just hope I don't become the only one talking because I talk so fucking.
You should have heard his on rock.
No,
freestyle.
No.
Oh no, on rock. Oh no,
Shorty got me on rock.
Bro,
no, that shit was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm nervous as to even moments. To tap into that one right there,
bro. Like,
bro. The backstory on that one.
I don't even know, bro.
Oh, wait, Mid-Monster?
No, on rock.
Yeah.
Mid-Monster. I know you should.
No, because you said that before.
Yeah,
because you said that before. That's why.
Anybody see the Baby Scissors?
I mean, I feel like it would be more wholesome if you wanted to tap into Mid-Monster than on rock, because that's...
Yeah. On rock is a lot more. Yeah.
All right, we gonna keep it wholesome right now.
Yeah.
On rock is crazy.
It's crazy. I just want to ask, because I see this. Matter of fact, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, hold this real quick.
I got
quick.
You.
Hold this
real
quick.
I got this for you.
I see
this.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
I see you like.
Yeah,
plastic.
I'm going to hold this.
Plastic bag.
Chester's. Cheese popcorn. I just want.
Yeah, we be out here in our ASMR.
I see. You know? I see Chester's, and then I see like Cheetos, and it looked like the same tiger. Right. But I feel like, are they at war? Because that's not the same company, right?
Yeah, dude.
Because nah.
Chester's
then why is
Cheetos?
It? Yeah, why Chester's does Cheetos, it not yeah. all say Cheetos?
I don't know, bro.
Maybe this is like a vintage bag.
The vintage.
Oh,
I got it from the bodega.
They got
not.
The old shit. They got the shit that they got shipped in
it's
from like 2005. You know.
Does it actually look like it? Yeah, it does. I mean, the nose is a little weird.
Now, when they got it shipped in, like the truck driver was bumping like balloons.
When he get his first name on the bags?
I don't know.
Chester.
Maybe it started treating his like.
I thought he was like Chester.
They finally giving him what he deserves.
Jacks.
Where's the later guys?
I feel like Chester was on.
He came up to the contract table, was like, nah,
yeah,
bro.
Look,
My name is Chester.
God damn it, not Cheeto.
Chester, I feel like, was on wild drugs. Because he was always wearing sunglasses.
He was high as fuck the whole time.
Like, yeah, he was
bugging. He didn't want the kids to see his eyes low.
I never thought of that. He was high as hell talking to the kids. That's why he talked slow as fuck.
That's why he got sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. That's why when I'm old, I'm like, yeah, that nigga was smoking. He was so good, alright. When I was young, I thought he was cool. But I know you cool for a reason.
Yeah, bro. Man, shout out to Chester.
Substances, yo. Every food got like some weird crackhead phenom.
Low key.
The fucking cocoa puffs.
It's some dust in that cheese dust, bro. Tricks.
Cocoa for cocoa Chester puffs, bro. I think a whole crackhead, bro.
We all looking for substances.
Chester dip all the Cheetos in water before you put them in the bag. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
It sounds like you got that from a YouTube video.
Chester's getting woolied up out here, bro. That's not just cheese.
Ooh, I do got a good question for y'all. Do y'all believe every conspiracy theory on YouTube needs to be, like, acknowledged?
No. Not at all.
Not everyone, yes. But...
Dudes are out here really trying to tell me, like... Dudes are really out here believing flat Earth and shit, and I just want to smack
them. Oh, my God.
The water is employed by the government to keep you
controlled. Oh, my God. I totally believe.
Yo, they be going too far with the truth theories. They be like, yo.
Flat Earth people need it.
Pope John Paul.
Flat Earth people are the scariest people in the world. Because they will argue you down to death.
Nah, bro. I think the only thing worse than flat Earthers are anti-vaxxers, bro.
Nah.
Y'all really out here trying to bring back polio like it's 1905.
Yo, they said fuck them kids.
Yo! Polio being gone. Like, they literally eradicated an entire disease and this shit's making a comeback.
Yeah.
Because Brenda from your fucking book club told you the fucking shot's gonna give your kid autism.
Speak on it.
You're stupid as fuck, bro. Uh-huh. Man, I hate people. Dumb as hell, bro.
The measles thing is crazy because honestly, when you think about it, one soccer mom started it all.
How does a disease go on a comeback tour?
I could explain it. Listen, it's known that I'm Caucasian.
Why is it like it was a wind in here?
I understand. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's for that.
No, but I understand what it is. Y'all don't have this perspective because no one else in this room is Caucasian.
Of course.
Okay, let us know.
Listen. At first,
the inside scoop.
I'm gonna start with something that illustrates my point, and then get to the actual point.
Okay.
All right.
My household, right? Uh-huh. The shower.
Okay.
If you walk into the bathroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
You close the door.
Okay.
You pull the shower curtain back. You walk into the tub where the shower is. Look around. You know, shampoo, conditioner.
Yeah.
Little Head and Shoulders, I see.
One bar of soap.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Three people in the house.
You got a loofah?
No.
Oh, we rags only?
No. There's no rags. There's one bar of soap. There's one bar of soap with everyone's DNA on that shit.
Oh, so it's straight soap to skin?
I had to introduce a washcloth, and I'm the only one that uses it. So the thing is, right? So now, with that being said, see no problem with it, right? Of course measles gonna come back, man. Motherfuckers don't even be washing their hair, bro. White people are dirty. So take it from me. I'm dirty as hell. I'm a nasty, nasty man.
We soap the skin out here, all right? Soap the skin.
See, I don't even know what that is.
That's crazy. But was it a bar? I've done that before.
I mean, if I had been to a hotel, I had to do that. If I didn't have a... Like the motels in Atlantic City?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I bring my own shit.
I bring my own everything, old towel.
I
come with nothing on purpose so I can take everything. That soap smells so good. Exactly. Yeah, it's
people's like, I paid
for this.
Oh, you pay for that?
This is in the extra fees.
That's the taxes.
That's some taxes and fees with that asterisk means
I'm taking this fucking shampoo. Goddamn it! Even if I'm gonna never use it and it's gonna sit in my cupboard for the rest of my life, I'm taking this shit. That's facts.
It's facts.
Wait, let's get into What's the Strain real quick. My bad.
Okay, what is the strain?
We've been just talking. No, I love it. Usually our intros sound like that, but it's been awful. I've been having some issues. Whatchamacallit? What's the Strain segment is when we talk about the strains we brought, who rolled what we rolled it in, why we rolled it, like how you feeling, and what's your favorite strain and when you started smoking.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, and we'll go in a circle. Start with Blaine.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I've been lighting this for 10 minutes.
Could I possibly have that later?
I'm so sorry.
No, it's cool.
So what?
Like, you're going to explain the strain stuff first, and then I say when I first started smoking?
No. Like, you tell me what you brought. Okay. If you brought anything, if you didn't.
Nah. I did not.
Okay, then let's move. We move on. Hold on, but I gotta think about other questions. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You got me high as hell.
I got it ready. I brought
like 4 hits.
I brought I'm
talking spanky.
I don't even know what fucking weed it is. I bought whatever weed my boy had that I just bought an eighth off of for 25 I pulled up.
That weed's called the, I mean, it's weed.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, before we keep going, when we don't know the, if we want to say who it is, we say the city we got it from in Kush. So you say.
Okay. I got Dover Kush.
Dover
Kush. Hey, yo, I might as well just, I got mid. If I got Dover Kush, I got some mid.
We got mid.
And I put that shit in the backwood, and there's a little baby Jay sitting on the table that I rolled out of the shit that fell out the backwood.
Okay, man. Innovative.
You feel me?
Middied up. Man.
Do you think stoners are innovative?
Always.
Definitely. What's the craziest shit you rolled up in?
I rolled a cross joint.
No, I mean like materials.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you, I rolled up in a receipt before.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's wild.
That's crazy. There's ink on that.
And I felt only bad the entire time. But I kept smoking.
That's the shit Chester was smoking.
It was some type of paper we used. Me and this motherfucker.
Oh,
was
in the woods?
It was winter time.
Yeah.
We were chilling
this
with somebody.
Fucking, this Uglab boy fucking led us to the woods in the winter.
Because
we wanted to smoke, right? And it was in a neighborhood, like, where you can't just smoke down the street. It was like, wild suburban. And so he's like, oh, dude, let's just go in the woods down the hill in front of my backyard. I'll show you guys this lake, bro. It's not that far. End up getting fucking lost in the woods. Got to do all sorts of wild, like, oh, I'm here to survive type shit. And then we had no rap, so I was like,
man versus wild.
Yeah, exactly. Whole time, yo, like, I have no fucking raps. And I'm like, shit, but it was high school, so I pulled out the math homework. I had to roll in the math homework, and that ink is thicker than receipt ink. Because that's that education system. That's the oppression of your mind ink. That shit is wild.
It was heavy. The smoke was heavy.
It was ridiculous. That smoke, regret. That was a BBW smoke, man. That shit was like pinky.
I haven't really rolled up crazy in anything, but I've smoked out of an eraser cap before.
Huh?
Check. Because I was making a... let me speak. So, like, so not an eraser cap, not like the extra little eraser cap, but like, you know, like the eraser. You know what I mean? So you know how you can pull that off the top of a pencil? So I pulled that off the top of a pencil. You take the fucking like the fucking little pink eraser part out of it, and then it's hollow, and you use that as a gravity bond tip if you don't have a piece.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, you innovative as hell. Yeah, at first I thought you meant like I'm smoking like a crack pipe over here.
That was the mental image, the crack pipe.
I'm like, wait.
You use that as a gravity bond piece if you don't
have one. Okay, so it's the gravity bond.
Yeah.
That's the bigger picture.
Gravity bond. Everybody was like, bitch. That's it. That was a fuck.
That was a bad experience I had with a gravity bond.
You had the wrong gravity bond. That was the wrong bond, man.
Those are some of the best videos I have on my phone.
Bro, look at
him.
I would not. Look,
yo, we stacked shit to the roof on his head, basically. This shit was great.
Look, I'm just like, yo, we're gonna go smoke. I'm like, all right, word. I'm in a college dorm, like college.
So, oh, word.
Yeah.
So I'll do it.
We go to the bathroom, and then I'm like, all right, I don't know what's going on, because I don't smoke much. I didn't know what a gravity bomb was. So, like, deadass, they just, like, at one point, I just realized that they put the shower on.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized, I'm like, damn, I'm in this hot-ass room with, like, 6 guys. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen right now. And then they just start doing the gravity bong shit. I hit it once and I was done.
Bitch.
I was dead ass.
First time ever smoking was on a bong, but not a gravity bong, but a big ass bong.
You said your first time.
My first time.
That's crazy.
Oh, nah,
my friends in high school was like, you
was
gotta
blunt,
skip
like,
school
like a
with
normal
us.
Human being.
Word. Blunt? No. I moved on to that after.
My first time smoking though, you know how most people the first time smoking they say like 3-4 hits or whatever, like they'll people be smoking and like they'll like, you know, get past every once in a while. Like, nah, I was in the rotation. So like when that came to me, it came to me. My boy's like, yo, 2-3 hits, take it, pass it, whatever, da da da. I was in the rotation. These motherfuckers rolled up fat because there was like 4 people on his L, like me included.
Say your name.
Huh? I'm Spanky.
There you go. Gang. Get that voice.
Yeah. Gert.
It's bears in here.
But
this is the most entertaining episode.
But I smoked whatever, da 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 da. And I was like, man, this ain't doing shit, blah 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 blah. But then you know how the wax travels to the end of it, to the roach? Mm-hmm. I took those last couple hits of the roach. Oh my God, bro. I let one out, bro. I just started coughing. As soon as I was done coughing, I was like...
With tears? Did you have the tears?
I was high as fuck.
I had tears.
And I shit you not. This is why I can never try any other drug other than weed. I shit you not. Because my first... Listen. Because my first reaction as soon as I was high, when I like realized I was high, my first thought in my head, I was like, damn, why did I wait so long to do this?
Why?
I swear on my life. That was the first thing I thought. And I was like, yo, I can never... try anything else, not even for shits and giggles. I won't even do acid, nothing, because if that it's was no my mentality,
reason. I was about to
fuck
say,
that.
Man.
Hell no. Listen, not even doing it.
Spanky. I might as well just get high.
I'm just gonna keep smoking
Spanky,
weed.
Spanky, acid is a beautiful thing.
I'm not doing it.
But I mean, no harm against people that have, but
I'll have to be in a very controlled environment.
That's the thing. It's really important.
Because people be popping acid at like festivals and shit, but I would never be able to do that.
Learn from experience.
Yeah, this dude one time, bro.
You popped acid at a music
one
festival?
One time, no, but one time, okay.
I've never been to a music festival.
Music festivals are great. I love them.
Oh, I'm sad.
What? Okay, well, I was wondering.
Right, so this
I didn't want to take a blunt out of someone's hand that was just holding it kind of near me.
I know. That's what I'm
like,
saying.
Just take that shit. Like, San Andreas, like, sorry, I need this. But So I linked up with dude, and then we were chilling, like, slapboxing outside of CVS, and he's like, man, yo, I just caught these tabs, man. He's like,
so what it happened was we were slapboxing, whatever. And at some point, I'm just like,
we just slapboxing.
They be fighting
each other for fun.
At that point,
it was just a normal day.
It was just a normal day, whatever.
Normal day.
We was waiting for my man to hit me up. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, you know what? The process, I might as well just, I got two. Fuck it.
I told him, both, right? Are you sure?
You were the voice of reason.
You want to do two.
Same time type shit. So I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm with it. Fuck it. So
you did two tabs just for fun. Just
nah, it was mad impulsive.
It was dumb. I told him, I said, don't do it right now because there's no planning. Please. You don't know what's going to happen. Your mind's going to take
a
different direction.
He's trying to be like, stop.
Well, this man said, so he took it, then we got like one of those $5 cabs and shit with like a racist Spanish dude driving it. Like,
yeah,
he's looking
back.
Exactly,
like, you talking about,
he saw juice when dude got shot in the store. He's like,
he was probably
not me. Not me.
He was probably Dominican.
So he's driving hella cautious and shit.
He saw juice from that car.
Driving hella cautious. And then we get to apartment complex and then we're chilling.
No, we went to ShopRite, my boy.
We went to ShopRite, and when we left ShopRite, he was like,
been fucking with you.
It's that time. He's like, it's that time.
I was wild.
Everything was good. Everything was chilling. He's walking to his house. He's like, yo, this is amazing. It's like a Samurai Champloo hip hop like scene. I'm seeing in my head. This is so beautiful. Yo, look at that moon. That moon is crazy. So I'm over here like, word, he's hearing New Job S beats. It's like, you know, he's chilling. He's walking down there like a lo-fi homework edit, and like, it's all good. But then we get to dude crib, and dude, he's got a weird energy, so maybe that had something to do with it, because he was like a serial killer. Like, when he would yell, he'd be like, yo, can you not? Like, he yelled very calm, and his eyes were always like this. You
wait,
can't see
you
him.
Were
like,
another, dude.
Pretty scary.
Another dude. Now, he was wild. You said Flat Earth earlier. He was always showing me Flat Earth videos. They said the sky was a screen that emits heat and shit,
bro,
and volcanoes was pipes under the ground.
I was just smoking in his crib. He made me watch a 2-hour video, and he was like, tell me this isn't correct.
drop everything, just move to Africa.
What?
Africa.
Bye. I gotta go to work tomorrow.
Wild. He had on his ceiling in his bedroom. I'm gonna drop the wild fact. Fuck it. On the ceiling of his bedroom, because I had to see this. Now y'all have to at least hear it.
Okay.
This man had blood on the ceiling of his bedroom.
Of what?
And every time I go there and chief, I just be chiefing, looking at blood and shit.
You almost smoke with this man?
And then,
finish. Go ahead.
Yeah, he had blood up there, and like, I was like, And then I'm just like, I hope one day.
That's what I'm just like, I ain't gonna speak on it right now.
I'm gonna remember that.
Wait, hold up, and I wanna mention, like, you take 5 steps into walking in his apartment. On your right hand side, on the wall, he has a calendar, but a calendar of just fat women. It's a fat woman calendar.
They was all bad as hell. Yeah. It was all bad as hell. My favorite was Destiny from November.
You like November? Destiny?
Yeah, I do like November.
Miss November
it's
was
my
great.
Birth month, you know what I'm saying? Damn. But not so, and I'm like, I hope that the world gives me the answer to like where this blood is from one day. And then I was, you know, that complex was a lot of people we chilled with, so I was in a different apartment, this chick. And then I forget who told me, but someone, yeah, it was a wonderful time. But someone told me, like, I forget if it was you or her or whatever. You know about that blood stain on? I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, you want to know what happened? I'm like, what? He was like, oh, he was fucking his girl on a period and.
Nah, that's a lie.
This shit got on the ceiling.
Wait, no
this
way.
Shit got on the ceiling.
That's a cap.
It got no, because it was actual blood on the ceiling. And this is the thing. I know this because he told me he's like, yo, I love fat girls because they could like take a lot of like punishment. You know, like, he was like, yo, you like I like to just you skinny girls. You can't do that. I like to like massage their back meat with like the back of my forearms and my fists really hard when I hit it from the back. That's the best part of it. So I know he's fucking really hard because he would just work out in there. He had mad karate books and shit. Worked out with him a couple times. It was crazy. He was yoked. It was, and he was surviving off of frozen beef patties and Ensure. That's all that was in the fucking fridge. And then, like,
and chips.
Yeah, and chips. Sometimes.
Sometimes
water. Patties and
Ensure. I made sure to not hit the fucking joint while I was telling the story.
Because,
what?
Why are you hanging out with this serial killer?
I miss him, yo.
You miss him.
I miss the answer.
He was funny, yo.
Shout out to him, bro.
I miss him.
Shout out to the homie. Yo,
wait, so what does it have to do with your trip?
Oh, yeah, nah. So we went to his house. Yeah, we went to his apartment. And then he was sitting there, and then I was looking over at him, and he was just kind of sitting, staring at the wall, and I'm like, what? He's like, yo, I feel like I'm in hell right now, yo.
Nah, all right, hold on. You skipping all that part.
Oh, it's more. Right. Wait.
He's missing mad detail. So we in his crib, right? We get there, and we just chilling. I'm feeling good at that point, right? We chilling, and we start smoking. We start smoking out of bone. We start smoking out of, like, blunts, all that shit. I mean, we smoking so deep, like, motherfuckers had at least, like, 10 blunts. Right? At that point, I'm high as fuck, and then that shit just starts hitting me. They playing like ASAP Rock. Yo, they playing ASAP Rocky, that shit where the video where he's in a mirror and shit. They playing that song. I start getting lost, right?
LSD.
LSD, yeah.
And the other one. No, it's just called
that.
I think it's
just fucked up.
Yeah, so that shit started high on my mind. That shit kicking me. I'm telling two Taz, right? At some point, this motherfucker on this motherfucker on the phone with one of our friends and shit.
Yeah.
And then we start slapboxing out of nowhere.
And I was still on the phone, so I had one hand to slapbox with. Yeah.
So I started slapboxing with one hand.
So you keep it even, you know.
Yeah.
Keeping it nice.
Right.
Fair.
And then at some point, I don't know, I started tweaking.
Now he started tweaking. He started really trying to fight me. And then I was on the phone like, yeah, no, sorry. Wait. I didn't hear what you're saying. I'm fighting my man's right now. Like, he started getting wild, like, passionate with the slaps.
Like,
still
wait.
Slapping, but it was about to turn into... And the whole time, I'm like, damn, you smacked.
Like, I got the water, damn.
Right? And then, like, midway, I'm like, wait, what? And I just stopped. And I was like, my bad.
He's like, what? I'm like... What happened? I'm like, oh, nah, you just trying to fight me. Yo, it's cool.
Oh, shit.
I was on the phone and shit, but
nah, right. It was fucked up because he was sitting at one point, sitting, just staring. His eyes would close. He'd go like, his head would turn down. And then he'd be like that for 10 minutes. And then everyone else, we were just chilling, talking shit. Mm-hmm. There was mad people there. And then, like, it'd be 15 minutes later. I forget he's asleep. I just hear,
was that your week?
Yo! And he wakes up, right? He'll wake up and be like, yo, I was dead ass, like, just out right now, like, completely out right now, yo. And I saw, like, it was wild, like, I was in hell. I saw Matt, wow. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, and that shit was crazy. And then he just fell asleep again, right?
Yeah.
20 minutes later this time, extra 5 minutes. Yo! And I'm like, this happened,
right,
like,
right,
four times.
Right, and then I disappeared, like, I literally left the house and I just started walking around the complex and shit. I'm looking at the lights. I'm like, oh shit. Yo, there must be aliens out here. Mind you, I've never taken two tabs in my life. I ain't never done that.
I mean, do you do this on a regular?
Nah, not even.
Why, I said, are you sure?
I was sure at the time.
You got me. Like, yeah. He's like, shit.
I got you. And you was like, I got this. First day of school. God. Bet.
That last hit sent me to hell. Like, RJ brought me back.
Yeah. I didn't know if that was your butt. My bad. I put something around and was behind you.
I don't even know. But I just took a hit of blunt. Now,
Need some water.
Yeah. Talk about your strains that you guys have.
You know, we be high as fuck. We just be talking.
Alright, so but, one of them damn blunts right there is some Bubba OG.
Okay. Oh shit. Okay.
And the rap, that. Of course, you know, we got you the clean smoke. Yeah,
I like
high
hemp. I like that. Mm-hmm. I need to get one of those. They got those at the 7-Eleven by school, but I just be lazy.
Oh no, you gotta grab those. Wait. This is New York we talking about.
Yeah,
so.
I'm in Queens, so I go to St. John's in Queens.
Where? All right, get a backstory with that one.
Yeah, yo, shout out St. John's University gang, you already know. Shout out to Johnny's, you already know. We going for the natty next year, probably not.
The natty?
What the fuck is the natty?
You hanging out with too many lacrosse players to be saying shit like natty.
It's the national championship for basketball.
Yeah, we're gonna make a fucking natty, dude. We're gonna fucking make it, bro.
Yeah, it's called the natty. That's what we call it. I don't know. Listen, bro. You ever hear me say, "Darty, shoot me in the face"?
What is that?
A day party.
You just said it.
Oh no!
They say Darty. I know Dage. Dage makes sense. Yeah. This day drinking. Darty, fuck that.
What's a Darty?
A day party.
Those words sound nasty.
Right?
Like,
it wasn't smooth. It wasn't something that come off the hip, bro.
I know.
You go to the darty.
Imagine asking a girl, her favorite position, and she go, I like the darty.
The darty. Yeah, the darty.
Yo, son, hit me with that darty.
Like, yo, this girl last night was like, that darty was off the chain.
That darty was crazy.
Like,
yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah, anyway.
She got the wild darty.
St. John's University. I'm out in Queens, right? That's in Queens. So, I got fucking both shits in my hand. I need to pass one of these.
You gotta hit both. If you got both in your hand.
Ooh. I'm gonna die now. Okay. Anyway, I'm out of Queens. I'm out of Queens, so I'm moving down campus, whatever the fuck. Pull up to Queens. It's moving down campus, and like anybody who went to college, y'all know, or goes and knows the college, on moving day, it's just fuckery.
Right?
It's just pure fuckery, you know? Everybody smoking, partying, whatever, doing whatever. So I ran through all my backwoods in like the first day. I pull up to the 7-Eleven right off campus to get some fucking backwoods. The motherfucker just grabs him off the rack, doesn't say shit, and he knows. If you're gonna do what he did to me, he should have known to warn me. Like, he scanned that shit, and I looked at the thing, and it ran up for $21.95. And I looked at this man like, this is a 5-pack of Honey Berry backwoods. What do you mean
$21.95? What?
Yo. I was like, And he was like, yeah. And he looked at me, and like, the way he said it, he already knew. And I was like, he's like, where are you from? And I was like, Jersey. And he was like, yeah, bro, this type of shit happens all the time. And he was like,
I gotta explain to y'all. Yeah, you know, bro.
He was like, we fucking.
What are you up to? Are you joining the sesh?
Oh no!
You gotta go. Oh, yeah, I thought that was roll ups.
That looked like weed.
Wow.
I ain't gonna lie.
It's not.
That's not a roll up.
No, that's roll ups.
That's roll ups.
Yeah. Like, are those swishers? What is that?
Lighter. Okay. Yeah. So he scanned the shit.
I was about to say, that's
like
chips.
Jesus, I need to pass this.
I've been holding. Where's it?
I'll take it.
Wait, it's my strain. My strain
Fuck my story. No, go ahead. But fuck my story for real.
Gentrifying the airspace.
I know. I honestly say fuck my story. Go ahead.
Whatchamacallit? I brought. Lost the train of thought. Blue Muffin from the plug in Bloomfield, Belleville, Kush. Shouts out to you. I know you're listening. But yeah, it's some good shit. I've been smoking it for the past couple days. I rolled it in some backwoods. Y'all don't want to sponsor me, so fuck y'all. I'm going to go into Santo and shit, see if somebody can get me something. I've been having backwoods trying to get me to sponsor. I try to get backwoods to sponsor me since day one. Like,
yo, we were trying to get Goya to sponsor us. We need that fucking free mango nectar, bro.
Shout out Goya.
Yo, Goya has no idea how much money we put in their pockets.
Goya, I found
based off Adobo, mango nectar. Just,
Real quick, people need to know about this shit. I found a new nectar, a new Goya nectar.
Oh,
no, Goya nectar, but like, you don't see that in any fucking stores. I guarantee none of you have ever got this. If you go, this is in a place I would not expect it to be from because it's just like it's a white neighborhood.
Okay.
But if you go to if you go to the ShopRite in Madison, New Jersey.
Okay.
ShopRite in Madison, New Jersey.
Okay.
You can find cans of Goya nectar. One of them is pineapple and passion fruit.
Wait, it's mixed?
You said pineapple, passion.
Nectar, not even juice. Nectar.
It's mixed? I've never seen mixed nectars.
They got that. They have one that says.
That was nasty. I've never seen that.
You said mixed nectars.
Boy. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, bro.
And they got one that's like guava, passion fruit, like orange, some other shit. It's like a fruit punch, but guess what? It's a nectar. So imagine that shit as a nectar, though. And there's banana in it, too.
Banana, that's so fire.
And it's nectar. If you go, the can is 79 cents.
I don't like the can, though.
To ShopRite in Madison. They don't have the box.
Because
they don't have the fucking box.
The Goya be giving you, like the old-ass aluminum cans. Like, the juice got, like, the aftertaste of the can, bro.
I don't give a fuck. Give me that metal, son.
That's why I don't like... You know what I'm talking about, though. I don't like the cans, bro. The box is lit, though, because the box got the little wax coat.
Box is lit, bro.
Explain the strain still. I don't think you got to. Did you?
Oh yeah,
she said
the muffin.
Mango. Oh, bang, mango. Muffin. I don't know, blue muffin.
I feel pretty good today. It's nice and hot outside.
It's nice as day.
I always, as usual, never dress according to the weather. I wish I had a camera. and yeah, other than that, I'm pretty good. But let's get into a little bit of what's the tea segment, so I can hear your opinions on the tea I seen.
Word.
Oh,
that's the computer.
Hi, computer. That was the highest.
I'm about to get fucking. About a Wendy Williams up in this bitch.
What?
The Wendy Williams.
I'm about a Wendy Williams.
You're about to channel your
inner. About to talk about Method Man's family.
What? About Joe Biden. What is it like when you're in a relationship as a creative?
It's with me, or like we do it everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. As a creative, I feel like it's way harder. You meet more people though, so it's like more women in like. So let's say before I did music and shit, I talked to a girl, like, I don't know, maybe like four times a year type shit, like mad small. But then as you do creative, you go to shows and shit, you meet all these women. It's just like, it's way more like shorter. You get way more, you know? So instead of like five a year, it's like 12, you feel me? But they all leave because either I spend too much time making my music and I'm just too busy. Why are you giving me a hat?
Point.
Oh. Nah, but real
You're
shit.
You're fucking capping.
I've talked to way more women than I had back then because I was mad to myself.
I can't.
Facts, they be going off.
Yeah. He said it.
He passed me a hat and said I was capping.
There you go. Wait, give my hat back. I have a crazy hat. I have a crazy hat.
Yo, chill. You look like Brother Nature with the hat on.
Yeah, it looked like it was fucking. You went to the barbershop, be like, put a yarmulke on my shit.
I know, bro. That's what these motherfuckers told me at school one day.
This fucking white boy
from Oregon. He's like, yo,
Oregon.
Oregon. Bro, one of my sweet mates is from Oregon. I swear to God.
Really?
That's fucked up. You gotta kill me.
Somebody from Oregon.
You wanna guess his name? It's the whitest name on earth.
Daniel.
That's not that. That's his name.
It's my name.
Yo, that's hilarious.
I mean, technically he's
Daniel
not
Daniel is not a white name.
Technically he's not
Okay, if I have to, I'm gonna say Scott.
That's a good one.
No.
Ooh.
Hunter.
Chet.
No.
Yeah, Hunter.
Starts with a G.
Jack.
Greg?
George.
No.
Gregory.
You're close on Gregory.
Gary.
You're very close.
Gareth.
You're so fucking close. But it's not.
Garrett.
Yeah.
Garrett is
Gary.
Ooh!
Okay, that was a good one.
Good job. You gotta leave it to him.
He would know.
I did it. I did it.
He's from Oregon, so he's pretty neutral, you feel me?
You say he's pretty neutral.
He's pretty neutral.
Nah, I feel like, I don't know.
Not biased information there.
Oregon. I wouldn't.
I don't know. He really. He never shuts up about the trees. Yeah, he's like Oregon got mad.
The tree people are fucking wild, bro. Yeah,
he's not really a tree person.
Tree people are
he
wild.
He just be coming with the wild random facts about Oregon.
I got Oregon facts.
Yeah, he comes with the wild crazy.
I got facts about Maine. The state bird. I know some shit about Maine.
Yeah, he comes with the state bird. He'd be like, "There's 947 different types of trees in Oregon." I'm like, what? I'm definitely dragging it, but like, yeah, he just come with like crazy shit like that. I'm
you wanna give yourself a cap?
Yeah, yeah.
You give yourself a old cap.
Shout out, Garrett.
But when you in a relationship, is it weird? Is it annoying? Cause you're a videographer.
Do you ever have photographer?
Okay, so that even makes it even better. Yeah. Do you ever have shoots with women in lingerie? And does it ever affect your relationship?
No, but the Esmeralda cover shoot, motherfuckers was like, yeah, bro.
I got in trouble.
Yeah, I almost got in trouble for the Esmeralda cover shoot.
Wait, why? Oh, you did? Wait, why?
Because
I remember now. Yeah, yeah.
Because for a second, she thought it was literally just me and Anna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Anna's the model on my album called Esmeralda, the cover. It's just a good album. And Spanky shot it.
But the whole concept The whole concept of the cover was that, like, Blank is on a date with, like, this chick, Esmeralda. And, like, that's
he
Anna.
So
Anna
dreamy.
Was Esmeralda. You feel me? So that's literally what we did. Me, Anna, and Blank just went to go get food. But, like, we're mad chill with Anna. So, like, Anna's the homegirl. So, like, we was literally just chilling. Like, it was literally
so she thought she was taking a picture of one of your date with
Anna. It was literally, like, it was just us three just all chilling, like, getting lunch, and I was taking pictures.
So she's like, so you were going on a date?
So he posted the picture of, like, from his perspective looking at Anna, and so it looks like it's just them two.
And you on the side eating.
Yeah, facts, I'm eating banana
pizza. That's what I'm saying, but we was all just sitting there shitting, like, talking shit. Yeah. Like, those are, like, literally natural, like, pictures, like, natural actions. Those are basically
candidates. That was great. Like, are you the one that, you're not the one that did, I want to say Dylan, not Dylan. Why am I saying
DeWan's? No, that was,
That's the boy. I don't know why I want to say Dylan.
That's the boy, Steve. I shot, like, basically what you say was the concept of it, but Steve shit on me.
Oh, so you're a creative director as well?
Kind of, I guess, maybe. Man.
Okay, like, DeWan give yourself your credit. What you mean?
Maybe. I just take the pictures, yo.
I just got the vision. That's it.
I don't know. Nah,
but you put some trash on the pictures. You take your pictures.
Yeah, I used to be.
No, that picture on my voice is like. the picture on Esmeralda was really good though. Yeah. I loved it.
Spanky snap. Yo,
you edited that yourself and stuff.
Did I take Jay's for Fuck Ice? Well, the new Fuck Ice cover, right? Is that me?
That's Nicole.
That's Nicole. Yeah, shout out Nicole. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, I did the one for...
Blue.
No. What the fuck? Why can't I think of Jay's newest song? Not Die For You, the one before that. What the
Stay
fuck?
Stay Together.
Why the fuck can I think of the name for that? Stay Together, so fire. I love Stay Together.
Stay Together.
Shout out to my dreamer slayer for the DACA. Donald Trump, a wild surprise, they ain't shot you. That shit hard.
Fuck Ice.
Oh, yo, you out there listening? Yo, that shit crazy.
Yo, that's facts. You already know. You already know. That's the official position of Lowland. That should be our slogan, honestly. The official position of Lowland is Fuck Ice.
Facts.
Today and forever.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out Manny. Yo, shout out Manny. Gang. Facts.
Oh, but the back homie. To the topic. Basically, all I wanted to say is that, like, time balance is so, like, bad if you're a creative because you gotta spend so much time making shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So a lot of times maybe like the woman just wants more, needs more like attention, and that's not bad, like attention is a good thing, but like they just need us, like if they see me once a week, that's not cool, is what I'm saying. So a lot of times a lot of women leave because of that, but sometimes you know you find a good one and it's straight.
I know, yeah, my shit's rough because I be at school most of the time, so I can only come home like every couple weekends so far, you feel me? Like, I come home, like, every other weekend when I can, you know? But if I got shit to do on campus, like, I can't come home. So I'll be like, you know, my girl be stressing me and shit. But it's all good. I love it.
Yeah, it keeps you at peace.
Yeah, it keeps me at peace, bro. Thanks. But, like, you know.
You gonna be on your Kendrick?
Yeah, bro.
I love it. Okay. Aw. Yeah, when you find that it's good, because, you know, you're going to somewhere, you know?
Yeah,
so it's like, getting a girl later on is probably the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, because you're already famous, so now you don't know if it's for your money or if it's for
exactly.
Your
work. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
So that's why, I mean, it's good to have that glow up, but I mean, when would you say you want to glow up with someone that's broke?
Like, from the bottom?
I mean, I'm broke, so I'm so really popular. No position.
I mean, technically, nobody never really broke. It all depends on, like, a mindset.
I'm broke.
He's a mindset. You're a creator, so you can never be broke.
That's true.
You can always have a way to supply income in your pocket.
That's true. That's true.
A broke motherfucker is a motherfucker who don't got shit. Like, that's don't got shit true. To offer the world, neither ooh, themselves either.
Word, that's crazy. Yeah. Right. That's
who'll say true. That again so I can put that on an album? That was nice.
A broke motherfucker is a person who has no value to the world or themselves.
You should have talked that, bro. She gonna run your pockets down, bro. Yeah. You said it twice.
You feel me? That's a homie.
She gonna split the check.
20%.
I hope.
Word, that much. You feel me? I don't even want the 20, I want the 15.
All right. Real one. That's me, man. Whatchamacallit? What else I was going to say? Oh. What's the nastiest behavior you think in the world of dating? Like, if you were a guy, what's the skeeviest thing you could do? The nastiest.
Dirty man.
What do you mean? It really
dirty
depends. Maggie.
Dirty
man. Like, nasty, yeah. Like, gross.
I got
nasty,
this.
Like,
I got this. I got this. I got this.
All right, go ahead.
Jay, you listening? Bogues.
Yeah.
Ooh, no!
You got coming in the room now. You got coming in the room now. You gotta give us the backstory.
Come in the room.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. Bow, bow. He's smoking bogues out here, bro. Fuck them cancer sticks, nigga.
Hold on. He got. I'm about to light a fresh blunt now.
Yeah.
Tell Joe Camel to spin a block. I'll fuck him up.
Hi, Jay.
What up? Defend yourself, clown. This is like, yo, this is the perfect time for this intervention.
We gotta get a gavel.
We've been talking hella shit in the group chat.
Court,
explain yourself.
What?
Explain yourself.
I'm back on the porch.
That's crazy. That's just not why.
He was going through it, so he went back.
That's crazy.
Probably the worst, the grossest thing.
So what happened? So you started smoking cigarettes after your relationship?
Nah, it's not about a relationship, nothing like that. It's just like, it's a dark time.
Yeah. You want the cap?
You gotta wear the cap.
Nah, it's just Jay going through a tough time right now, so I'm back on the porch right now.
Okay.
We've been flaming his ass in the group chat. We're gonna bully him out of it.
Yeah. Lucky I don't have any service right now because I would have pulled up a wild soundtrack to. y'all
see me smoke cigarettes and y'all ain't say shit.
Well,
I've never seen you smoke a cigarette
smoke
in my life.
Cigarette, man.
Yeah, pull that shit out right now. See if I'm smack that shit out your hand.
Oh my god, no bullying in the
right
hot
now, man. You lucky I just finished my last one yesterday.
Good.
You lucky I ain't got it.
Cheers to growth.
For real.
But grossest thing, like, I would say.
Yeah, but that's my answer. Yeah, Bogues. That's my answer for your question.
All right.
That's a valid answer.
That's a good one.
It's probably like the kind of most obvious one, which is like disloyalty, I'd say.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's like the nastiest shit you can do.
Okay. Bye, Jay.
Bye, Jay.
I'll be
back.
Back with the ports.
If Jay comes back with a port, I might have to square up with him.
He said, you will rule the day.
Question that I smoke a Bogues.
You will rule the day.
So what's the lowest you had to go to get a girl? Like, what? Like to lie about something?
Shit.
I feel like those kind of good answers.
Let me think and come
wait,
back.
Wait, I got a good one.
I don't know why.
I surprisingly have a good one. I told this chick I had abs. I do not have abs.
I'm dead.
Yeah. Bro, she was the worst. As soon as I said I did, she was texting me with like winky smiles and shit, though. I swear, bro. That was so funny. That's me, though.
But that's me.
The lowest I've found is probably just told her I didn't have a girl.
Oh, you know.
Nah, that was hard.
Hold on.
I feel like Evo got some funny shit.
I'm trying to think. Because my thing is,
I feel like he's done some stupid shit.
I didn't really lie.
Huh?
I would never lie. That was my whole shit. Is like I was always mad honest, and so like when I first started fucking in like high school and shit, I would be like, "Look, like, you know what it is, like,
you know what it is." Yeah,
I was like, "Listen, I was with people.
Was needed for that, like.
I was with people that was all business at that time, and you know I'm
balls
saying,
in your court.
I'm trying to get some. You trying to get some? We understand what it is. It's like a plug relationship. Like you don't stay and talk with that man for like 40 minutes. He's like, yo, I gotta bust other moves.
Word.
Fucking, we're parked in the fucking Denny's parking lot, man. Cause you like." Can we step? Like, nah, what the fuck? Wait, what'd I say? What'd I just say?
You were talking about the lowest thing you did to get a girl.
Oh, lowest thing I did? That's the thing, yo. I was never really low. I was just like, listen, just it's gonna be this, and that's it. And I knew people, like, there was this one chick that messed with me. I ain't even fuck. I was just doing things with her because I was trying to dip into the waters of, like, white women because I hadn't been with one yet. But I was like, listen, I'm open. We all have inclinations, you know what I'm saying? That the breeze wasn't blowing me that way.
No, not my cup of tea. It's okay.
The oak tree did not bend in that direction.
In another dimension, you could have fell in love and then that would have been it.
Yeah, no, that would have been wild. I would have been up here like, I chimed in with the haven't you people ever heard? But like,
shout out Glenn.
But nah, she messed with me like because of, you know, business ass reasons, and I mess with her because I want to try that. It was a very shallow reason. Mess with me because it's shallow, but it's lit because that's what we both wanted. That's the important thing, man. So I heard someone was like, "Oh yeah, man." She said she loved hooking up with you and shit because when she was in middle school, she really wanted to have sex with Eminem, and she was like, "This is the closest that I could ever come to doing that."
She makes you put on the Eminem show before you.
And whenever I wore a hoodie, the box was hitting different. Oh my goodness.
Bombs
are sweaty. You know what I'm saying?
She made you put on the hoop earring.
I was all up in that mom's spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? But but I was always just really honest, like with my intentions. Back in those days, I was just like, listen, it's just gonna be like we're friends, but we have sex. Whenever you want to stop, we stop. You know what I'm saying? Whenever I want to stop, we stop. But that's what it is. If you're not down with that, then don't. You know what I'm saying? If you like me or whatever, you don't have to put yourself in a position where you're changing your respect for yourself to do it. I'm like, yo, if you're just honestly trying to do that, then boom.
That type of relationship and agreement is how I ended up with a girlfriend, nigga.
Oh, no, because I ended up with a girlfriend because I always told people always thought, like, oh, fucking whatever, you hate relationships, blah, blah, blah. I was just like, I don't think monogamy needs to be the first option. You need to think about just what is true to you, what you really want. There's people that have multiple partners and it's fine because it's consensual with everybody. No one's pressured. Everyone's down with it. So it's like
contact high.
Facts. But it's like when I got a girl, like a one-on-one relationship, it's like because that's just what I wanted. I'm like, I want to do this next, you know what I'm saying? I met a person, I'm like, yo, I would like to pursue this with them, like just for, you know, whatever reason. So boom. Exactly. But my thing was always there needs to be more options than that. You don't have to just limit yourself to that. Like, people need to understand what it's you're okay, really dude. Feeling is what it is. Yeah, not what people gonna, like, judge you on and shit like that. Yeah. And, you know, because mad people are judgmental, I was getting pussy. Because you, like, yo, just be understanding. Just be honest. That's the key, I think, to relationships is just honesty, communication. You know what I'm saying? Just don't be a fucking dickhead. Like, man, people, you ain't gotta be a... Like, yo, man, I peed on a woman, and it was all good on all, like, parties involved, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, 2015.
I want to
do that, bro.
I peed on someone in the shower, and everyone was like, because I'm like, listen.
That's kind of very nice.
I just kind of want to, like, I'm like, nah. 2016.
Why do you know?
I'm like, yo.
He knows everything about
him. I'm like, yo. Am I gonna, like, live a whole life and die without having peed on one person? Mm-hmm. That shit's pretty funny to me. So I wanted to do it. In middle school, it was a middle school idea. I had that idea in middle school, but I'm like, you know what? Just to make the habit of setting goals, accomplishing them,
you know?
I'm gonna try this goal. Because I'm like, I figured if I could set the goal, right, to pee on a woman, you know what I'm saying?
And achieve it.
And from middle school, where there was, like, no type, it was different. I wasn't showering and shit. I'm like, if I could accomplish that, I'll have the sense of direction and skills to accomplish any kind of, like, goal that seems out of reach. Because it's like, from there, how do I do it? But boom, just a couple years later, you know what I'm saying? Boom, 2016. Just on the leg. Like, not no wild disrespectful shit, but... I did
just
it to
a
do
little
it.
Bit.
It's really difficult to pee on a person.
Shit, you know?
It's hard to pee on a human being. Your brain has a mental blockage. It took me 10 minutes to actually have the pee come
There's
out.
There's no way.
It's like your That's body is like, yo, I don't want to pee on a person, which I think is cool. That's also why I think R. Kelly is even more of a piece of shit because he doesn't even have that that mental, like, idea of, like, the respect of your fucking muscles and central nervous system to be like,
you really
want to
do this? Are you sure?
For real?
My nigga, I know you make mistakes sometimes. I got you.
Like, y'all killing me with this shit. Nah, fuck R. Kelly. Fuck R. Kelly. That's that. Fuck R. Kelly. The thing is, man, people, now they're like, fuck R. Nah, fuck you, man. It should have been fuck R. Kelly from the beginning because he's a piece of shit. And that shit, you can't just fucking, what's the word, trivialize that by being, with all the jokes. I'm still listening to the music, though. Like, this shit is fucked up. People are really fucked up about that. They're so selective with shit like that.
I do got a question for y'all on just keeping it on topic. Do you think you should separate the body of work from the artist, or are they one and the same?
Nah, fuck him. At this point, nah. When it's like that bad, nah. Because if you listen to his music, you put money in his pockets. Mm-hmm. Especially if you stream it. Because nowadays, everybody got streaming regardless.
But that goes to the like major artists who've done it in the past, you feel me?
Huh?
That goes to them too. They're on streaming too. They get their royalties. So what do you do about that? You listen to fucking Marvin Gaye. Or some shit, you feel me? Marvin Gaye's bad example. I don't know what fucked up shit he did. But you get me.
Like, you know some shit about Marvin Gaye? That's wild. Let's talk about it right now. Body of work from the artist. Marvin Gaye apparently had like a relationship with a 16-year-old girl at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
okay, so how would you in that instance?
Now? How would you do that? Because he's a very beloved for a very good reason, very beloved and respected musician.
Exactly. Marvin Gaye's my mother raised me on his music. Like,
yeah.
Marvin, what's going on as far as the album?
Yeah.
Exactly. Very influential. Mm. What do? He's on streaming. His royalties. He gets money. His family gets money. He did this horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do in that instance? You cancel him. You stop doing his streaming. But like, in the case of R. Kelly, you feel me?
Yeah, that's like
that's something immediate. Shit, like, that's something now. We can stop that now. We can get rid of him now. You know. Even though it took them so long, it's now.
That's true.
Right? It's now. All that suffering, I mean, you can't heal all the suffering, but you can start with getting that man out of here. You feel me?
That's
right. So what do you do in that instance?
That's what I'm saying. You don't listen to his shit. You can't separate it. At this point, you can't separate it.
Like,
he's gone too far. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
There's like levels to it, I guess, right?
Yeah, there's levels.
Because I feel like that.
I'm about to say, like, let's switch the situation. What if it wasn't a R. Kelly?
All right, what if J. Cole hit his wife?
Then I'm like, Lil Pump, fuck J. Cole. Fuck J. Cole. Fuck J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen.
That would be crazy, right?
Fuck. That's not even a question.
Even as being said, right? Even with that hypothetical situation being said, Dr. Dre's on.
Yeah, I was just about to bring up.
Dr. Dre has
fuck
a
Dr. Dre. He shot at a woman. You know that?
He shot at a woman.
What the fuck? I didn't know that.
Exactly.
Some funny shit.
Yeah, yo.
But are you going to stop listening to The Chronic?
Look.
No.
Exactly.
Listen, from the few industry people I've met, all of them tell me that nigga's a dickhead.
Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Don't ruin my hero.
You gonna fuck up the Aftermath contract, bro. We ain't to the bag yet, bro.
Fuck Aftermath, man.
There goes the TDE contract. Like, he fucked it for you. He fucked it for you, bro.
I'm gonna rap against Reason. What's up? I want all the smoke.
Nah, Reason.
Please don't get us washed by TDE yet.
I just said Reason.
We can't get washed by TDE.
Personally, I love TDE.
Me too. Personally, I really love my
Absol. Fuck with you. I'm not copping a plea to Reason though. Reason, I still want to smoke. Rest of TDE. Yeah, y'all chill.
Yeah, I'm
done.
I'm good.
Since we got like, I think like 20 minutes left, we'll do like two questions and lessons from Leash. And then we'll let you guys do your shameless plugs.
Okay.
And then.
Or.
Yeah. I'm a little high. Things are tiny, things are big.
Just sweated.
Your eyebrow specifically?
I think my eyebrow just sweated. Yeah.
I don't think Blake ever been this high.
So Lessons from Leash is the segment where I give you guys the opportunity to give people some advice on the world of Twitter. That I follow this thread at Six Brown Chicks. They're pretty dope if you want to read this every week. It's pretty interesting, the people that submit these questions for the world of Twitter to answer. And I figured people in my hot box will be able to do it way better. So let's go. Question 3. I watched my boyfriend hurt himself on purpose to get a prescription from his doctor for pain pills.
Yeah.
I didn't snitch. We got into a fight about his cheating. I hit him with the bat a few times, and now he won't share his drugs. We've been together 2 years. These are real people.
Oh, no, I thought it's like someone, wait, they that sent you this crazy. Question?
No, they sent six brown chicks the question. Oh. And they've shown proof these are real people.
But what you mean, and now he won't share?
Like, okay, now he won't share his drugs. He wants it too. Like, she watched him get the drug, hurt himself to get the drugs. She didn't snitch. She figured she got a stake in it.
Mm, I see.
So where the drugs at, bro? Give me the opioids.
Give me the opioids.
I need that.
I need that. They've been together 2 years. Y'all got a toxic relationship.
For real.
You need to let him go. I don't know.
You need to stop doing bills. What the fuck? Both y'all
need y'all need God, 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 Jesus, bro. Jesus, whatever you believe in.
You need a tomb, Allah, Jesus.
Oh, tomb.
A tomb.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I'm gonna need you to leave him alone. I'm gonna need you either to go to rehab, leave him alone.
I have nothing to say to this.
I'm just interesting. Huh? Oh, it gets better.
Look, you gotta break up with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then get your girl to like just lead him on and get and like see like they're gonna fuck or Kim something.
Berlin.
And then you get the bag back, get the drugs back.
Wait, you gonna plot? Don't tell him the plot.
Hit him for a lick.
I'm gonna get more
nah, this is what you do. You wait a month, right? You get your friend to talk to him, try to lure him on and all that shit, right? And then you go drive a whole new car, your friend's car, actually.
You got it planned.
Well, you know.
You gotta be prepared.
Hey, yo.
It's hypothetically.
I don't know if I can put this on record.
No, just shut up.
All right, let me do question five. My father used to be...
Trying to get a lick for the longest.
He planned it. You heard it. Nope. It was down to the some.
I mean, just a good story.
The one.
For 5 minutes.
What about the one? What about the one you've been plotting in Lowland for like the longest time?
What?
You just abandoned that one? No.
The Minotaur?
No, the link you've been plotting.
Take over the world and the industry. Yeah.
That's
all. Right. Question five. My father used to be a respected preacher. But now he's an alcoholic and abusive to my mom.
Wow.
He hurts her feelings so bad that I want to beat him with Bibles. Also, a rumor at church that he has a new baby. What in the FK to do? Wait, you know you're a church person. I'm only 19, don't have much. And then,
damn.
Yo, save up $250 and hire like some dude at the gym or some shit.
Beat your father.
To beat your father up.
Catch him slipping.
If you could somehow.
But he used to be a respected preacher. So if you could
change public opinion of him somehow, get the right people in the church to know what he's doing, that'll stand like against it, and we'll just see him as the respected preacher. You get enough people to do that. Mm-hmm. If you could change like the tides of how people feel about him in that community, then it'd be easier to get him because then there's less like favoritism going on, you know.
Art of really, War, chapter
whatever
five.
The fuck you could Order. Do, but like
you traded.
Whatever you do, you gotta make sure he doesn't know you're trying to do it.
Yep.
Because he'll fucking get people like to not be swayed. Word. You gotta really do that shit. I don't know how, some type of way, but you gotta change that. Then maybe like I don't know, cause
you gotta tell one person at a time.
I don't know. It's either the cops or either you fuck them up or someone like you know.
Yeah, you gotta have to figure something out. Cause you're not gonna get it. I mean, you're 19. You I don't know. You're young.
It depends on what you're listening to. If you would listen to violence, you got to think about him on a personal level. If he's the type of person that'll take the message of violence and then just like stop, or if he's the type of person that's so into the bad shit that he's doing that like he doesn't give a fuck, he's gonna keep going. Like
anyway,
word. Am I translating?
Yo, real quick, Lowland fact: Yvonne traded the Art of War to Ghost for a digital scale.
I did.
I just think that's funny.
I'm like, yo, I need a scale, yo. Could I give you a book? For she's like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I got you.
No, yeah, the same thing.
The one I had was the original little small book copy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the one you gave me. It's was, the like, Art
of
War.
It is one of the greatest written works of human history. Exactly. Devalued to the value of a fucking digital scale.
That book was like the price of the scale, probably. Yeah, it's just $15.
But like monetarily, but not like.
Oh. You know how much value a scale has? You know how much value a scale brings? Exactly. $15 and then. Shit.
It depends on the context.
That's a multiplier.
Fuck out of here. The Art of War, a digital scale is way more valuable than someone pushing dime bags than the Art of War. It's very true. Shout out all my Dimebag hustlers.
Shit, I read the book before I gave it to him. I had the knowledge and the fucking skill.
Nah, that's real nigga shit, though. They still out here in the field. Like, somebody gotta do it.
Somebody gotta do it, man. There's always some high schoolers looking for a dime, bro. It's funny as hell.
Listen. Yeah, actually, I'm not even gonna speak on it.
Oh, why? Because the feds is watching. The feds is watching. Yo, the feds is watching your 3.582 grams.
Sack in your backpack. Be like, hey, yo, I got you with an eighth, bro.
Yo, hold it down. Yo, listen, I put it in the bathroom by the garbage can. I'ma go in the bathroom, put it in there, leave. You go in the bathroom, leave the money where it is and take it. I'ma come back and take the money. Don't talk to me.
Don't even look.
The block, is hot, yo.
Yeah, bro. It's a whole 8, 3.5. You grab the money. The hat only gave him 3.
Yo, it's like a 3.6, bro. I want you what?
I got a story to tell you after this shit.
Of course you do.
All right, since we're about to wrap it up a little bit, so I'm going to give you guys the time to give me your shameless plugs, any visuals, any updates, any songs, any albums, any EPs, any collabs, any weed you about to pick up, I don't know, like any updates. Your shameless plugs.
I got a
plugs.
QP coming in from Mexico.
Why? Why?
I'm definitely capping.
Nah, that shit be looking good.
You buy weed from America, bro.
I got the wild brown. I only smoke mid, bro.
Facts.
True, I brought it in from Mexico on the wild low.
The Dover Med.
Dover Kush.
Dover Med, bro. Stripping
at the
Yin.
Nah,
but
who
you
want
to go first?
You
want to
go first?
Dover Med.
Sounds like a dog.
Follow me on Instagram at Punto Blank. On Twitter at Pinche Blank, yo. I'm a producer. I'm making music with Lowland constantly. Our next project like to drop is Dewan Joy's Searching, right? Searching Volume 1.
Volume 1, boy.
April 25th, fully produced by myself. And I got some collabs with other artists around here too, like Gino 5.
It's my favorite person in the world.
Facts. And a bunch of other people. One of them. So, yeah. Passing over to Ghost.
Oh, shit. Now he got the hoodie, like,
I didn't even notice he had it. And I turned over and I said,
he got the, I actually look like a condom because he got the little tip on top.
Why do hoodies have the nut reservoir like that? Who constructs it, a hoodie?
All right, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ghosheru, GHOSHERU. All right, no T.
Oh, I stalked you, too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, am I funny?
No.
Oh, she went quiet. That crazy. I would not survive in Apollo. That's crazy.
Sorry.
Is it my turn?
Sorry for that realization.
Yeah, go ahead, Spanky.
Fuck, I'm high as hell. Fucking best photographer in Jersey.
Hey,
about
like
to be the best photographer.
Say that shit with your chest.
I'm the best photographer in Jersey. I'm being fucking dumb. I'm about to be the best photographer in Queens, and after that, I'm gonna be the best photographer in New York, and then the fucking Western Hemisphere, and then the world. And then you can suck my dick from the back 2 times. After that, you can follow me. Actually, before that, before I do all that, while I do all that, whenever you get to it, I don't really care. Actually, do it now. Follow me on Instagram at @aka_spanky. SPANKY. And then on Twitter, at that plus a little 21 at the end of it, because you know that's the lucky number.
It's a long ass.
I'll be posting this. Yo, suck my dick. I'll be posting.
Yo!
I'll be posting.
Not gonna make it to the car, son.
Finish it.
I'll be posting pics every day. I'll be flicking pics, and I no longer flick your bitches click because I'm wholesome.
Yeah, my man's whispered that shit.
Please
don't be mad at me.
Best thing, I love you.
Dog.
Woo! Alright.
Yo.
Oh. My Instagram. is EBON_960. Oh. I got some. Listen, man. Listen.
On the set.
I got some smooth shit coming out. You don't even know. I've been yelling for my whole career. Now I got some smooth shit. I'm popping out with the left hook. I've been giving you the straight rights. Bitch, set. I switch it up.
On the set.
You know what I'm saying? Follow me if you want to. I got some R&B shit coming out. Listen, I got some trap shit coming out.
It's Jay.
Got the mix. And my man, It's Jay. But yeah, EBON_960. Produce, you know what I'm saying? Rap. I make clothes too. Suck my dick from the back for that. You know what I'm saying? On the set. You know what I'm saying?
Don't forget to buy a shirt.
That's
on
right.
On the set.
If you buy a shirt from me, I give you a free rap.
On the set.
Any rap, not just a game.
Go, Jay.
I was barely present on the podcast, but I was here in spirit, so it's me, Jay Flow. It's Jay! I just dropped my latest single, Die For You. It's a little slower take. You know, people have been really gravitating towards this, so I hope y'all like it. Mm-hmm. I got a full-length project out called Fuck Ice, available on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, the whole jazz. Follow me on the Instagrams and all that. JFlow973. That's JFlow with a J-A-E, Flow973.
Are you going to be giving us an update on your tobacco journey?
Yes.
I just finished my pack yesterday. I might buy one.
Boo!
It's for the art. You feel me?
For the art.
I got a different cap.
Are you French?
With your big ass head.
I gotta die for this art. You feel me? Come on.
What the fuck?
Yo, look at Spanky's hair, bro.
Well,
son.
I look like a mushroom, bro.
I look like Toad.
Takes one semester at St. John's, Yankee everything.
Man, sure you are being Yankee everything. St. John's in Queens anyway.
You got Yankee socks.
I wish.
Yo, for real, how you in St. John's? You're not a Mets fan.
Because I'm a Yankees fan since day one, birth. You already know, gang. Shout out my Yankees. Okay. 27 rings, suck my dick from the back. You already know. I almost beat someone for their lighter.
Like, oh, no, we needs that.
Yeah.
I needs that. Alright,
it's low, man.
On the set.
On the set.
Oh, yeah, we should drop that.
We might as well make that the...
I know, I'm saying.
Where we...
Corvus. Listen, you gotta remember
the on the set freestyle.
That's your task. Remember that's the title. Alrighty, so guys, thank you guys so much for coming through. I appreciated this.
We went off topic on every question. Yo,
sorry, I know
this shit was like a freestyle. That was hard.
You know what? That's because you guys are gonna come back. In this season, and you're gonna actually tell me about Esmeralda, and you know. We'll talk about Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Word.
This episode was wild, they need
lotion.
Please
listen.
Give them vitamins.
They are bored as fuck.
Listen. Trump going crazy right now. Man.
Listen.
Give that man a sense of being.
Yeah.
All right. I'm high. Are you guys high?
Yeah.
I'm so high.
It's time to get the good eats.
We're going to be out the hot box. But other than that, remember to keep your blunts lit and to keep your mind sparked. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.
Peace.
Sentir o seu amor. Acorde bem.
Synchronize and sink into the minds of where we lying. I'm Goliath in a pit full of lions. A pit full finna pick up the fire. I pick flows as the living messiah. Me sipping on Henny, my liver retired. I live as a king, I sit and aspire. I switch up the wave, these bitches desire. My mission's inspired by streets on the city. My needs to be gritty, they feed me, consuming. I keep the cheetah on my kicks. Every mix in a Puma, I keep the heater on my hip. Like I'm Castro on Cuba, I'm after the moolah. I master the elements, avatar arrogance. Arizona iced teas, sipping on an icy. Summer night flowing, lowlanding from a high G. Oh Lord, just let me stop it. The profit I amass is a problem. Might have the government tax me. Can't afford that with this wallet. I can't afford to even pay the loans. I got enough of that from college.
It's just two motherfuckers. We them cool motherfuckers. Don't come round here with that bullshit. It's some cool motherfuckers making move. Motherfucker, don't come round here with that bullshit. Cause my gang too exclusive. I slide through the cut while the city getting ruthless. Now it's just two motherfuckers, we don't cool motherfuckers. Don't come round here with that bullshit.
Look, niggas mad cause I'm always switching my lane. Give a fuck about what you reppin', I'm solely reppin' the gang. If Lil Lane ain't on the record, it's guaranteed that it's lame. I ain't towing Smith and Wesson's cause my words get me the prezzies out. Been paid so much, up for my last shows. Bitches in my DMs talking crazy about they assholes. Liking all my pictures, but I swear I fucked it averagely. Know that I'm a king, so if I fuck, then she gone by your majesty. I don't give a damn about you. When I see you, it's always over there, that nigga in blue. You ass kissing motherfuckers, better go get yours before I close this door. I'm 19, going harder than harder, like it's the Carter. I'm really about to cut off all these ties to these snake ass mortars. I'm on the come up, on my Bobby shit, I'll hurt you before I ever let you take what I done worked for. Yo, it's over.
It's just two motherfuckers, we don't cool motherfuckers. Don't come round here with that bullshit. It's some cool motherfuckers making move, motherfucker. Don't come round here with that bullshit. Cause my gang too exclusive. I slide through the cut while the city getting ruthless. Now it's just two motherfuckers, we don't cool motherfuckers. Don't come round here with that bullshit.
Check. Sitting here pondering where I was last year. I dropped from the solar angels, devilish with the tactic. Get tossed in the lake of fire, the sky filled with my desires. The writing all on the walls to tell me who I was prior. How long I've been on this mattress. Let's say the prayers with an accent, accentuating the fashion. Let's act like it all matters when none of it really matters. I put my hand through the gate, I ring the cup like it's Saturn. I'm freedom, that's reimagined. You niggas just want the Porsche. I fly on the back of dragons, I'm giving the airway static. I flip the earth on its axis, I turn the universe backwards.
It's just two motherfuckers, we don't cool motherfuckers. Don't come round here with that bullshit. It's some cool motherfuckers making move, motherfucker. Don't come round here with that bullshit. Cause my gang too exclusive. I slide through the cut while the city getting ruthless. Now it's just two motherfuckers, we don't cool motherfuckers. Don't come round here with that bullshit.
Alejandro.